I think they call it iPhones for the idiots.
Okay, a Thursday? No, Saturday. So how many children he delivered mine?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's what you want.
We delivered one?
Yes.
Six.
Oh, Brendan's not here yet.
He had to leave town
to work today.
Oh, so we're not going to have seven anyway.
Yeah, it's not the other way around.
But you'd only have five otherwise.
They're living in New York.
Oh, it's because it was raining.
Just coming south.
I did.
That one's going to be allowed.
Oh, it was really happening, and that was good.
What time we're ready?
How old is she?
Nancy, bud.
Let me think. You ready?
Freddie.
No, we're trying to hold a conversation. Would you mind not interrupting?
I will interrupt.
I didn't think I was wrong.
Not supposed to, anyway.
Yeah, we're ready.
The Board of Zoning Appeal meeting is now called to order. Notice to the public, the time, the date, the place, and the agenda for this meeting was given by publishing a legal notice on January the 6th, 2015, in the Aiken Standard. Notice to contiguous property owners, and the legal notice and signs were posted on the properties by Wednesday, January the 7th, 2015. Notices of the meeting was also sent on January 23rd and posted on the city webpage and to the city clerk for posting on the finance administration notice board and the municipal building notice board at least 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information, that's according to Section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. Those persons that wish to have a conversation with the board, we ask that you please occupy the cubicle to my left. Please speak into the electronic recording devices so that the conversation with the board can be properly recorded. Anyone that wishes a copy of today's proceedings may sign up on the sign-up sheet just beyond the double doors. To the board, you have received copies of the minutes from the November 25th, 2014 meeting. Are there any corrections or additions? The chair would entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
Been properly moved and second that we accept the minutes as written. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously.
Not yet.
At this time, I want to officially welcome John Brett to the Board of Zoning Appeal. I understand he was appointed and certified by the City Council last night. So welcome, John.
Thank you.
We'll move directly into the old business, the final orders from the last meeting. And the last meeting was busy.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everyone. And since this is the first meeting of the year, we have to do not my favorite task, but we have to elect the officers for the Board of Zoning Appeal. I think all of you understand the duties of the various offices, and we will take them one by one. So at this time, I would open up the floor for the nominations of chair.
I make a nomination that Larry Ogletree be our chair.
A second.
Any further nominations? Hearing none. Any discussion? Those in favor of Larry Ogletree, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously.
Good.
The floor is now open for the nomination of vice chair for the Board of Zoning Appeals.
I would like to nominate Judy Turner for vice chair.
Second.
And properly second that Judy Turner be nominated as vice chair of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Do we have any other nominations? Hearing none, any discussion? Those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. Unanimously, and she voted for herself. Now we have the unusual opportunity of nominating or electing a secretary. But we're not just electing one person that wears one hat, or one person that wears two hats.
Or three or four or five.
We're electing one that will wear three hats. So the floor is now open for nominations. And understand that as a tradition, the staff person to the Board of Zoning Appeals is generally elected as the secretary to this board. And so.
I nominate Tommy.
I'd like to second that.
It's been properly moved and seconded that the.
Tommy Paradise.
Tommy Paradise be elected as the secretary to the board. Do we have any other nominations? Hearing none, any discussion?
Not that he doesn't have enough to do.
I think the board, before we take a vote, to understand that in his second hat, if for any reason that he find a replacement during the year, they will have to come back and conduct this process again to elect a secretary if he appoints someone else to assist the Board of Zoning Appeal later in the year. So, with that discussion, those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. I have a letter. One other item before I get to that. The meeting schedule, you received in your package the schedule for the meeting for 2015. If you had a chance to peruse that, do we have, are there any corrections or additions, or the chair has solicited a motion for adoption?
We accept. It looked good to me as per usual.
Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we accept the suggested dates for the BZA meeting dates for 2015. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. We'll move, continue into new business. And I have a letter before me for application 15-92004. The letter before me, it was received today, yesterday. It indicates that the applicant is withdrawing the request for the special exception because of the zoning change and is the variance or the special exception is not needed. And so that will not be heard tonight.
Okay.
Application 15-92004. It's withdrawn and will not be heard tonight.
Now, so we don't sit here in ignorance. I know that that was on the city council's agenda last evening for rezoning to, I think, GB.
No, and, sir. The original application was for general business. At the first meeting, the city council changed the rezoning request with consent of the applicant to office institutional, and last night they had second reading and approved it as being office institutional, and the office institutional zoning district would allow other retail sales and services by right, so she would no longer need the special exception. So the application before you tonight became moot.
Thank you.
And any other questions needing information? I call your attention to application 15-92005 and also application 15-93009. We will hear those two applications together. However, at the conclusion of the discussion, the chair will request separate motions for each application. So we will discuss them together, but I will request a separate motion for each of the applications at the conclusion of the discussion. Time to do.
Yes, sir.
Presentation.
This is the property owners are McPhail Associates LLP and Blair Capital LLP, and they're applying for a special exception approval to allow self-storage behind the Hobby Lobby, 2530 Whiskey Road. Now, there's certain on this drawing here, the self-storage, this is zoned general business, and it is self-storage is a special exception in the general business zoning district. So the first application is for the special exception. In addition to that, you'll see on the survey here in the X's, the there's an existing, let me see if there's an aerial here. I thought she had an aerial in here. The existing, this was an old Lowe's when it was built. Well, it was a new Lowe's when it was built. But they had an old shed in the back where they stored the lumber, and that shed's been sitting back there. It's roughly 6,500 square feet. It's 23.7 feet from the rear property line. Whenever it was a shed in the back storing lumber for Lowe's, it was an accessory built.
So the fence is not the property line.
Fence is not the property
line.
But what the applicant wants to do is turn it into a primary use. So then we revert back to the rear setback requiring 25 feet. And we only have 23.7. So that's the variance. And then the special exception is to allow the warehousing there. In addition to the, he would also like to add 10,100 square feet of self-storage to this building. You notice the configuration here.
Is that the same orientation as the Exhibit B that you just had up?
Sideways, I think. Exhibit B.
Yes, it is.
Because that's not an exhibit, is it?
It should be. It should be Exhibit B. Yes, sir.
No, the one you just had up was Exhibit B.
It's in both different sections.
Which packet you're
looking at? Two pages.
Two different packets. For B and C.
I'm looking at B.
All right, look in C, and it'll be Exhibit B.
Okay.
But the applicant would also like the opportunity, while I've been talking to him, is maybe using this building for primary retail space sometime in the future. So if the variance is granted, it would be granted to allow those other uses as well as self-storage. So those uses could change as his business plan unfolds. Other thing...
So...
Yes.
In the future, for retail space, the ratio for required parking, there's enough land to do that?
Yes.
It's big.
It's big.
Yeah.
It would also add 40 by 60, an additional 40 by 60 to the non-conforming shed, and he would need a variance for that 40 by 60. In addition to that, he was going to add on 70 by 110 building. So you end up with a 16,600 square foot building when it's all said and done. With a special exception asking for to allow warehousing in there and a variance for roughly 180-something feet, I believe it was. Now, in the on the back page where we write the conclusions, I wanted to bring to your attention a suggestion that I put in there that the board may or may not want to go along with. Whenever I look at this plan, I see things that as he develops the plan more, he may want to change. One of the requirements is anything over 15,000 square feet is going to require a fire sprinkler system. He may want to separate these two buildings in two to stay under that square footage. Another thing is you can see the water line there, also the fire hydrant. He also has a sewer easement that comes through there, so he may want to jockey that building around a little bit to make it work when he gets into the engineering part of his site plan. So I had making the suggestion that I could, that the planning director could make minor improvements as long as we're not increasing the building size and as long as the nonconformity, whatever variance y'all allow on that back wall, isn't more than what you approve. And you may or may not want to do that. The thought process for that was, as the development goes forward, trying to minimize him having to come back. Because if you approve it based on this concept plan, then if he changes it, he's got to come back, y'all.
Well, whenever he does the 40 by 60 addition, that is on the side of Hobby Lobby, right? On the front side, on the back side of Hobby Lobby.
That's behind Hobby Lobby, but that will be against the fence. That 40 by 60, you'll need to grant a variance for to be closer than the 25-foot setback.
How far is the existing building from the property line?
23.7 feet.
23.7, and the requirement, because it's a standalone business, is going to be 25-foot setback.
Correct.
But he wants to build the addition on the short side. How close to the property line?
23.7.
That's the same distance as the existing building.
Correct. He wants to extend that.
Can you put up Exhibit E and point? Because I'm having a hard time. I'm a real visual person.
Me too, and I don't understand the drawings at all.
E is the overhead picture, aerial map.
This one?
No, E. This one.
This one?
So I can see the building.
And I don't know that I've got that one in there.
It's in packet B.
Yep, I don't have that on for an overhead.
All right, well, how about go show me ones you do have? More of a map, an overview of the whole place.
There's
okay.
A.
All right, Whiskey Road is over on the left.
Correct.
In that picture, and those little grids out front of the parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Then the big Hobby Lobby.
Right.
Can you point to the existing building?
Right here.
Okay, and that is 23.5 feet from the back property line.
Correct.
All right,
this is the existing building. This would be the addition. That would be 23.7. And then this would be the one that would meet the setback.
Okay, that's what I was asking a while ago. That extra part right there, that's closer to the building?
Yes, ma'am.
To Hobby Lobby?
This is Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now get your point and say we need an exception to do this and we need this to do that.
Well, you need a variance to change the use of this building being a primary building. Okay, a setback variance because it's an accessory building right now. He wants to make it a primary use, which is 25 feet rather than 10 feet.
Okay.
Then he wants to put an addition on there. 23.7 feet from the rear property line.
And he needs a what to do that part?
Yeah, that'll need a variance.
Because he's building it too close to the property line.
Closer to 25 feet.
And he wants to attach it to what he already has.
Right. This, he wouldn't need a variance to build. He'd go out there and build it today. Then, he would like to have a special exception to use this for self-storage. He would need that regardless of what building he put it in. If he put it in Hobby Lobby, he'd need it.
A special exception for use because this is zoned GB.
Yes.
And if he didn't do any additions at all, he'd still need that
exception.
Special exception. Yeah.
Okay. Because of the use.
The use of self-storage in a general business district is by special exception only.
Okay, what is the one next door? The one behind Aiken Office Supply? Is that what it is?
That's not in the city.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
A portion of that, I believe, is in the city. Most of that's in the county.
Okay.
Where's the city line?
I think it's the property line, but it's... Yeah, the driveway. It's a flag lot that goes back there.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's Paradise. The building that he's adding on to, all he did was add on to that, it wouldn't need a sprinkler system.
Correct.
The other building, if it's attached to this building, and we're not having anything to do with this, but you were just suggesting that he not attach it to it so that he doesn't have to do the sprinkling system?
I was trying to keep his options open so that whenever he started crunching the numbers and doing his business plan and doing the engineering and the cost, that there may be, you know, if that became an issue, he wouldn't have to come back to the board to separate them.
We applaud that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But the, say, with the fire protection that's there now, mm-hmm. is the hydrant. Is that
the hydrant? Yes, there's a fire hydrant in the back.
There's a fire hydrant in the back. So, regardless of what happens back there, the hydrant will remain. Is that right? We'll keep that pretty much in place, or if it has to be moved, it'll be moved, but we won't do away with it.
You could certainly put that as a condition.
And you were just making this as a suggestion, not for us to think about. This is just for him to think about.
Well, the a lot of times y'all will read those comments when you're making the motion. That's why I wanted to bring it to your attention before you got ready to make a motion and look back there. Because it was a little change. And if the board's not comfortable with that, I fully understand and it's not a problem.
I have two additional questions for information.
Mm-hmm.
That area where the property line is located, all along there is a huge retention pond for all of the buildings along there. If you drive that back road,
mm-hmm.
it's all retention pond. Do we have any regulations as to encroachment into the retention pond area, designated retention pond? And then the second is similar. Power lines are back. Do we have any regulations about building or being close or under power lines?
I think, and that's one for the applicant, but I believe the power line has an easement, and of course you can't build on a power line easement. As far as the retention pond there, there is a large one behind Lowe's. I don't know that this would have any impact on that. And to be honest with you, those are not in the city either.
Really?
Basically, the back property line of Hobby Lobby is the city limits.
And we're not, the building is not going to encroach on any closer than it is right now. We'll just have more of it, but it'll still be on that same line, so we're still going to be far away from the power lines.
I think the applicant can probably explain the power lines and the restrictions on his property better than I can as far as the easements.
Today when I was out there looking, and I've looked several different times, but I thought the building was going to be on the other side of the fence, and it was like, wait a minute, where has this? So now I'm glad I came and found out that it was in front.
But the addition, the smaller addition follows the same line as the existing shed. And all the existing shed is not encroaching on any easements, to the best of my knowledge. Is that right? There's no encroachment back there.
To the best of my knowledge,
okay. So if you continue that same line, it's, to the best of our knowledge, you won't be encroaching on any easement.
Yes, sir.
And you come forward, you build the larger building. That's the building that will initially be storage, similar to what the addition is, but he wants flexibility to maybe change what's going on in that
building. I'm the one that brought up the flexibility issue. Okay. If you look at the location of that building in relation to the water line and the fire hydrant, I'm not for sure it's going to quite work like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm afraid there may be an easement or something there.
Do you have Exhibit E as in the, over here?
No, he doesn't. In section, in D? B E, because that's the one I had asked.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. So.
Do we have further questions to the city?
Yeah, just to clarify things again, we need a special exception on use.
Yes, sir.
And this is self-storage. It's been defined as business self-storage. Is that any difference as far as use?
Self-storage is for personal or business. It's incorporated into the same use.
So the use category is the same regardless?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The difference is self-storage. Commercial warehousing, you'd have a tractor trailer, you'd have forklifts, you'd have people working there. Self-service storage, an individual goes and takes care of it.
So this is self-storage because there's no warehousing per se, regardless of whether it's business self-storage or personal self-storage.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Second question, the existing shed is 23.7 feet from the property line, which is in compliance until we approve this as a special exception for use, in which case this becomes a primary business, in which case we need a special exception on that existing building for 25 feet on the setback, or less than 25 feet on the setback. Is that correct?
Run that one by me again.
If we just approve the special exception for this as primary use, we will need a variance for that existing building because it's less than 25 feet from the property line.
Correct.
Even if he doesn't build an addition.
Correct.
Okay. But then we need an additional consideration for the variance on setback because he's extending that
another 60 feet.
For the new building?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions to the city? Thanks, Tommy. A representative from the McFowl and the Blair Cap.
I'm glad you brought your crowd with you, okay?
Would you state your name and address, please, for the records?
Todd Blair.
Mr. Blair, would you do something for me? What's the difference of an LLP and an LLC?
limited liability, limited partnership. It's family
limited partnership. Thank you. You received a copy of the staff report. Do you wish to embellish on that? We wish you would.
We have just renewed Hobby Lobby. They've been there 12 years and renewed them for 10 years, so they're pretty much set. I bet they'll be there for 20 years. And we've got this large area behind it, all these doing well. Expect them to be there for 25 years. What do we do with this? The adjacent property is a self-storage. I didn't realize it wasn't in the city, but we've become friends with it. We share the detention pond that Lowe's put in. And he is also a contractor, and periodically he has people that come look for bigger spaces than what he's got. And we've bought a number of old Lowe's buildings around malls, and there are other businesses that are looking for storage, like Sears in one case. They stored all of their Christmas decorations, like 5,000 square feet. They didn't want to do it in their store, but they wanted it close by. So it's like, you know, we've got some business capability of, you know, storing for business. We don't want to compete. We don't want to do anything that they're doing next door. They got plenty of that product. You know, what does he get a call for that he doesn't have? And that's kind of how he would be. The same guy who owns that would be our contractor. He would build it. We don't need any signage for it. It'll come through him. At the same time, we want to keep the general business because I don't have a tenant in hand. You know, my long-term uses is that would probably work for destination retail. If I had like a parts showroom, a rug, you know, place, you're not going to necessarily go buy a rug as a spontaneous like ice cream purchase. You'd want to go ahead and do it. And it's a good retail location. It's got some visibility. The larger the 70 by 110, I just had an engineer. I said, what's the biggest building that I could put in there and have a truck, you know, come around and load to the Aldi and then drive up to the corner and back in? Just give me what's the biggest. So we probably wouldn't build more than 15,000 square feet. And we'd really kind of do it as a build-to-suit for a tenant. And we're not going to build till we get a tenant, and we don't have a tenant right now. But I'm open to suggestions of what y'all think would go there. But I would like it to be, if whatever building we build, it has a long-term use that's not self-storage. We just build, it's inexpensive, less, you know, not sprinkler, and we may need to add some things later. But it's got a future showroom, quasi-retail. You know, it could be an electrical contractor builds an office back there. You know, so I'd like to keep the general business zoning. If I have to go to the self-storage and that's all that I'm limited to, I just then withdraw it because I don't have that tenant. I was just, you know, initial conversation was, hey, if we did went in this direction, we would need that. And I thought, okay, let's put that arrow in the quiver, and that's one of the things we can go for. But the long run is to build something that has maybe a higher use, in my opinion, that's quasi-retail. So we'd build it. If we did self-storage, it would be a nice building that could be upgraded in the future. But at this point, that's kind of the biggest we would do it. I was surprised that it wasn't 25 feet back, but apparently it didn't have to be. So there's a 20-foot overhead Aiken Power easement. So we're well beyond that that's back there. So that's the only easement. At this point, it's not that big a deal to move a fire hydrant. It comes down over, so it could be moved easily. But at this point, we see no reason to move. We'll just work around the existing fire hydrant that's there. So the only utilities, you know, we have talked to the adjacent owners of the Lowe's, and they have a sewer manhole. They said no problem giving us an easement to that if we need a bathroom in the future. And if I did a contractor's office, a showroom, I will need bathroom, but it is available and we can get that easement. We have an easement further up where the same sewer line goes down that driveway of the Lowe's, but we would need to get one, and they said not a problem. So I don't know that this is first conversation. We didn't want to go to a lot of expense into self-storage. Don't know that we would end up doing it. My hope is that we end up doing something general business, but if we could have the additional option, it may take us a year or two to find the unique kind of business client. We don't want to do a bunch of little tenants in there. It would be, you know, maybe 5,000 square feet businesses that want storage for hopefully 5-year leases. And that may or may not be a viable product, but we wanted the ability to go hunting for that option. But at the same time, if we could do a carpet or a tile or a parts showroom for something, that may also work. And that's so I'm open to what feedback, but that, those are the parameters I've asked Tommy. Here's the flexibility we're looking for. We don't know that we're not committed necessarily to do self-storage long-term, but that's one of the options that the adjacent owner said, hey, here's where I could help you. I could build as tenants come to him, and he doesn't have the space for it. So it's not really for individuals. It would be large, 2, 3, maybe 5,000 square foot spaces, and it may only be 3 tenants.
Yeah. Question from the board.
You did clarify, Aldi's is on your property.
They are.
And I was going to ask if you, I think you had mentioned that you require no signage.
You know, we may put signage on the building. There's a gap as you come in that we don't need any signage out on the street. We've already maxed our signage. We actually just, Aldi just did a deal with Hobby Lobby, and they redesigned that. So we've hit our maximum signage allowed. And this is going to be a destination tenant. People, he could have signage on his building, and people will know by the address. But it's not I don't think it's a spontaneous retail where you're going to see it and pull in. You'll know that you're going to his business.
I just asked because I thought it should have been mentioned. I thought you were maxed out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
On the pylon we are.
As far as your building addition is concerned, on the existing shed.
Yes.
I imagine you plan to fully enclose it, keep the same eave height and so forth.
Keep the same physical structure. The eave actually goes out 10 feet further, but the structure will just be a partition wall. So the building, I believe now, is like 40 by 125, and you see it extends out 10 more feet.
Right.
We would drop that down, and it'd be 50 feet by 125. So of that, and then we'd extend out in one direction, maybe 60 by 40
mm-hmm.
or feet. So just as an additional in bathrooms or whatever in that. And you know, if we did, you know, I guess my ideal would be maybe a carpet or tile or parts kind of showroom.
But right now, it will be, you intend to, you're looking at storage, additional storage units there, like your adjacent neighbor.
Not looking the same type product. And that's one, Tommy had a point. If that's the only thing that, and by getting the special exemption, when I applied for it, I was assuming that I would have general business uses in addition to that. If the zoning board of appeals is only that, then we want to withdraw. We're not going to do storage.
Okay.
We don't want to limit ourselves to that because we don't have a tenant in hand. But
but
if we could do, and it may take us a while. We've been sitting thinking about this for years. But now that we've done Hobby Lobby, renewed them, then okay, well, we know what we're doing on the front of the building. Let's focus a little bit on what we're going to do in the back.
But what you're saying, too, is right now, if somebody came to you, a business came to you and wanted to use that as a storage place for whatever, you would do that until a tenant became available to do retail.
Okay. Possibly. I'm asking for the option to do that, and I would, it would require a special exemption to do that. So at this point, we don't have necessarily plans on that. My preference would be to maybe sit and wait and see what else we can find other businesses.
May I ask Tommy something?
Are we talking about permanent buildings or pods?
Absolutely permanent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we have got involved in layaway storage with pods around. Okay, we're not talking about taking that.
No.
Thank you.
Tommy, he was saying that they would have signs, a building, signs on the building. He wouldn't have to come back to us to get that approved, would he? Like that place that's behind Moe's, you know, when that guy wanted to put his sign on the building?
If the signage is on his tenant space, he would not. If he was going to put the signage on Hobby Lobby or Aldi's, he would, because that's not on the site that's rented.
Okay. Thank you.
And one more thing, one more question for the city, just for my clarification, and if it was said, I apologize, I didn't catch it. The special exception will be for general business.
That
right?
Sir.
General business, which allows him the flexibility to...
Okay. It is zoned general business now.
Okay.
In the, if you want to do self-storage in that zoning district, it requires that you have special exception approval.
Okay.
Now, where I was talking to him about being locked in was if the board were to grant him a variance of 1.3 feet rear setback for self-storage use, then he would be locked into that building, would be locked into a self-storage use to use that variance. But if the board leaves it open-ended, then he could use it for whatever in the GB district. And that was my concern, and that's, you know, it's all how you make the motion.
Do the board have further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have others to speak to either the special exception or the variance? Final call.
Oh. I'm Elizabeth Paternity, 217 Hemlock Drive, and my husband is on this commission. I'm just a little confused as to if it's general business. Does that mean once you've granted that, any type of business can be run out of those little storage sheds?
Anything that is allowed in the general business zoning district could be operated there.
Such as?
Well, general business is typically the widest, most open use that we have as far as commercial goes. You could have McDonald's. You could have department stores, discount stores, grocery stores, funeral homes.
Health spas.
Health spas, hotels, motels. I mean, it's pretty intense. It's an intense zoning district.
But they wouldn't have to come back to the board again to do this?
No. If it,
pretty wide open, is all.
But anything in the general business zoning district use table that's allowed there, they could tear down Hobby Lobby and Aldi's today and build something back different, and as long, or move something into that building, and as long as it was allowed by the zoning ordinance in the general business district, it would be allowed there. Generally, it's... it's your more retail and intense service type zoning district.
Thank you.
But the special exception only allows them that one use. They have all the other uses, and then they'd have the self-service warehousing in addition to all of these back here.
It just seemed wide open. Storage seemed one thing, and then whatever happened after that just seemed...
Is there something that you would be concerned about?
Not in particular. I can't think of anything at the moment. It just seemed like it wasn't pinned down. Usually your zoning things are so specific.
Our city council zoned that general business, which means by right, the property owner can put in a department store, can put in a health spa, can put in a hotel, and with special exception, can put in a self-storage unit.
Okay.
They need a special exception for that. They couldn't put in residential because it's not zoned for it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Final call. Anyone to speak to either the special exception or the variance? Seeing here none, the chair would now entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion
that
to approve special exception approval for application 15-92005. Special approval will be granted for a 16,600-foot square building, one-story storage space facility, as conceptually shown in Exhibit B. But I do have a little problem with Exhibit B because it's really the Exhibit B of the other application that is really, I think, more clearly shows the storage space. But I've mentioned before that I have a problem with the conceptual drawings that we accept here at the BZA. The planning director may allow modifications of the conceptual site plan to A, allow building to be separated into not more than two buildings with a gross floor area of both buildings combined to be no more than 16,600 square feet, and that B, that does not allow more than 187 feet of rear wall of the shed to be 23.7 feet from the rear property line, and C, may allow minor relocation of the buildings to allow construction that does not encroach on existing utility service or to address any concerns from public safety. Final order to be recorded in the Aiken County RMC office.
I second that motion.
It's been properly moved and second that we approve the special exception. Do we have any discussion?
I'd like to just mention again, maybe clarify, not to draw it out, but I continue to have problems with what we and the planning department accept as conceptual plans. They're too sketchy. I think we have to. We don't necessarily need architectural quality, blueprints in some cases, but some simple elevations or at least something that's a little more professionally drawn on a site plan. Basis.
Should be duly noted by staff. Mm-hmm. Other discussion?
In regard to that, I think Exhibit B on the on Part B, I think that's the best conceptual plan right there. I understand it better there than what I had. Because like I say, I thought this addition was going on the backside, and I couldn't figure out how that was going to work. So
can we insert that other part, Exhibit B,
and C
as an additional exhibit on the first application? Do we have to renumber it?
You would. You want to take Exhibit B?
Can we call it B1 and B2?
One and B2. You want to take
B out of application, the 09.
Yeah, out of application 15-93009.
And add that as 05.
You can. Let me ask a question to the lady that writes the orders. Could we attach this exhibit to the order? Why don't we do that? Take this and go ahead and make a motion.
On the other application, they're both Exhibit B, but it says two pages.
Well, except that one has the application number at the bottom.
Yeah, and I didn't catch
that. Why don't we include that as part of the motion, that Exhibit B from 09, application 09, be included in A's package, in 05 package?
See, to me, it looks like it's the same. It's just turned a different way.
No, look at the back of this.
I think the second B is the least
explanation of it.
I think he's going by the, and you speak for yourself, by the dimensions at least on here.
Oh, okay. It's only 3.7 feet, and also the distance of the addition. I mean, this is a separate drawing. It still wouldn't satisfy me as far as what I present, but I find it more accurate description, visual description than Exhibit B on application 005.
Let me understand this, okay? You would like to include, as conceptually shown in application 009,
yes.
Exhibit B,
yes.
Yes.
As a condition of approval?
Yes.
We can do that.
Okay.
I second it again.
Okay. Do we have any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
But
I do want to bring a point about the hydrant.
Yes.
That regardless of what's done back there, that we have the adequate fire protection that's afforded by the hydrant and or overhead sprinklers. But I just want to make sure that the hydrant is not done away with, that you can move it or leave it where it is, but it needs to, we need to have a hydrant back there.
And you could certainly include that in the motion if the motion makers wanted to.
Well, I'll turn to the motion maker to say.
You mean the city wouldn't be involved in this? To
condition of the approval is that the existing hydrant be retained or relocated.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Okay. I'll amend the motion to say that.
The second?
Yes. Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of said motion, amended motion, show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. The chair will now entertain a motion on application 15-93009.
Chair.
But. I'll make a motion that the variance application from McPhail Associates LLP and Blair Capital LLP to vary the section 4.3.1, which requires a rear setback distance of 25 feet, to be instead have to instead have a distance of 23.7 feet for a total length of 187 feet. Of which 127 feet of the existing shed plus 60 feet of new construction. As conceptually shown on Exhibit B of this application, pages 1 and 2. The planning director may allow modifications to the conceptual site plan to A, allow the building to be separated into not more than two buildings with a gross floor area of both buildings combined to be not more than 16,000 square feet, and B, that does not allow more than 187 feet of the rear wall of the shed to be 23.7 feet from the rear property line, and C, may allow minor relocation of the buildings to allow construction that does not encroach on existing utility services or to address any concerns from public safety. Final order is recorded at the Aiken County RMC office.
I'll second that, but it should be 16,600 square feet.
I'm sorry.
I think you left off the 600.
I'm sorry. 16,600. Stand corrected.
Seconded by Judy. It's been properly moved and second that we approve the variance application. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion show by raise of the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Can I ask something
yes.
before we adjourn? I just have a question. When, this would be to Mr. Paradise, when a company has a fire hydrant like that out back, was that required to be there, or is that something that they just put in themselves?
It was probably required at the time.
Okay.
And probably required.
If that hadn't been in the motion, mm-hmm. they could just take it out?
Maybe.
They could?
I would have to look at what the building code, what codes require.
Okay.
And, you know, is that cities? Is that theirs?
I was just curious. Okay.
Yeah. Is the yard hydrant, so, but with the type of construction, type of materials, I feel sure that Lowe's insurance company required that hydrant back there whenever it was built.
With storage.
With storage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was it? Roofing material, lumber?
Mm-hmm. I was just curious. I make a motion for adjournment.
A second.
We stand adjourned.
Didn't mean to beat up on you.
Are you ready? Straight home.